Ranchers across the Great Plains face the monumental task of rebuilding their fences, homes, and herds after wildfires scorched drought-stricken prairie land across four states last month. Brian Thompson from Here and Now contributor Harvest Public Media visited Kansas cattle country to get a sense of the challenges ahead.
Back on March 6th, Gina Kirk didn't realize the largest wildfire in Kansas history was closing in on her ranch until she got a call from her brother-in-law. She jumped into her pickup and sped up the hill where several of her cattle were grazing. As she herded them onto a green wheat field, winds gusting to 60 miles an hour fanned the flames quickly in her direction. She takes me to the spot where she realized the only road leading out of the ranch was blocked.
And when I turned the corner up here, I could see flames going across the whole road. So I'm sitting right here thinking, what in the world am I going to do?
Kirk's only option was to drive through heavy smoke across a mile of pasture. But about halfway to the highway, her pickup got stuck in deep sand. She had to abandon the truck and try to beat the flames on foot. As she ran for her life, Kirk stayed on the phone with a nephew who was trying to find her.
And he turned around down there and came here and dropped his pickup here, ran down there and grabbed me, came back up, and see how the highway is cinched black? It burnt right up on the highway right behind me.
Kirk says the fast-moving fire was only 70 feet behind her by the time she got to the truck. Back at the house, Kirk says she didn't realize she was risking her own life when she went out to rescue the cattle.
All our cows are going to die if I don't get out there. Not realizing how fast it was moving. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. It was throwing fireballs. It was mean, ugly. It was loud.
Kirk had to be treated at a hospital for smoke inhalation. Her pickup, a tractor, and a few other vehicles and equipment were destroyed. But friends with shovels managed to save her house as the fire burned right up to it. And she lost only 15 of her 250 cattle. Still, the task ahead of her is daunting.
We have 45 miles of fence down, and it costs about $10,000 a mile to put it up. So that is a tremendous amount of money.
$10,000 a mile. And hundreds of ranchers in Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and Colorado are facing similar challenges. Seven people died, along with thousands of cattle and hogs, as fires consumed more than 1 million acres. The Starbuck Fire, which started in Oklahoma and spread to Kansas, was the largest, but it was only one of nearly 100 wildfires that week. More than 4,000 miles of fence were destroyed just in Clark County, where the Kirk Ranch is located. Gina Kirk worries that she may have to ask her banker for a $500,000 loan to rebuild.
It's going to be tough. I've talked to several farmers that, older ones that are saying, is it worth rebuilding at this age? Younger ones that are saying, I'm making, you know, payments on cows that are dead.
Like Kirk, Mark Lording in neighboring Comanche County feels lucky to have come through the fire as well as he did. The fire missed his home by 200 yards. What's more, he lost no cattle, but he did lose 7,000 acres of grass and 23 miles of fence. Lording hopes federal assistance will help with the cost of replacing his fences.
I'm a conservative rascal. I growl at a lot of things the government does. The fencing cost share, it's overwhelming what they're willing to do.
That federal program can reimburse ranchers up to $200,000. But Lording knows of one rancher whose fencing losses are five times that amount. And Lording says ranchers have to finance and build the new fences first, then they can apply for help.
We're going to spend between $200,000 and $300,000 to fix our fence. And we have a plan to get reimbursed. But we also know things can happen. And I will sleep better when we get reimbursed.
There's another reason that may help ranchers in southwest Kansas sleep a little better. After a very dry winter, the area received 4 inches of slow soaking rain over a period of several days in late March. Most of the blackened and barren land is turning green once again as new grass comes up, bringing a renewed sense of optimism, even though the task of rebuilding has barely begun. For Here and Now, I'm Brian Thompson.